It wasn't really Katie Simoneaux's plan to take over the family business. But today, as co-owner and vice president of Manrock Developments Inc., Simoneaux can't imagine it any other way. I'll never forget the day my father walked into my kitchen and said, "I'm going to be selling. This is your opportunity. You need to make a decision because I have a competitor that wants me," Simoneaux said with a laugh. "But you know what? I wouldn't look back. I'm so lucky to have this opportunity." Established in Manitouwidge in 1986, Simoneaux's father Don purchased Manrock in 1989. The company specializes in what's called the Alimak mining method, which is ideally used for narrow vein deposits. This mining method can reduce costs and speed up ore production for specific kinds of mineral deposits. Manufacturing the system is a big part of their business. Simoneaux said that about 85% of the equipment they sell to customers for their Alimak system is fabricated in-house at their Manitouwidge shop. Their manufacturing expertise is part of what makes Manrock one of the leading Alimak contractors in the world. "We're pretty well known in the mining industry," Simoneaux said. "When you Google mining contractors, we're in that top list. We're smaller, but because of our reputation, we've worked all across Canada as well as overseas such as Africa and South America." Want to read more stories about business in the North? Subscribe to our newsletter. Simoneaux said that she has no desire for Manrock to grow any larger. With 250 employees, Manrock is the largest employer in Manitouwidge. But it's still small compared to other mining contractors. And that's the way Simoneaux likes it, allowing the company to be more flexible and more responsive to client needs. Supervisors, managers, and office staff tend to be people who worked their way up through the company. "We're happy with the size that we are," Simoneaux said. She added that it's a tight-knit group who work together and play together. "That's important to the company, and a big part of their culture," she said. "Any bigger, and you start to lose that one-on-one dedication to your clients and to your employees. It works revenue-wise, it works culture-wise, it's a happy medium for us." Simoneaux grew up with that culture. She started working summers at Manrock during university, earning her Bachelor of Commerce degree from St. Mary's University in Halifax. She joined the company full-time after graduation. Over the years, her father made sure she worked in different areas of the business, including mine clerk, payroll, invoicing, writing tenders, contract negotiations, and HR. "He definitely groomed me for this," Simoneaux said. Today, after purchasing the company, it's been a great wealth of knowledge, having that experience. Simoneaux partnered with Chris Spruill, who took over as president after they purchased the business in 2014. Spruill's career path parallels Simoneaux's, but from the mining side. He started as a miner and worked his way up through supervisor, captain, superintendent, and then moved to the office. "I can do the money part, but I don't have the mining experience," Simoneaux said. "I haven't been physically underground doing those jobs. I need someone beside me who can do that part of it." Becoming an executive in a notoriously male-dominated industry hasn't been much of an issue, Simoneaux said, inside the company or out. "There's never been too bad of a situation where I felt out of place or someone is saying, 'What is she doing here?'" "Does it exist today?" "Absolutely. And have I had moments? For sure. But 99% of it has been very positive, very uplifting, very respectful." Simoneaux and Manrock have been recognized with awards over the years. Manrock received a 2020 Northern Ontario Business Award, NOBA, as Company of the Year, 51-plus employees. That same year, Simoneaux won a Northern Ontario Visionary Award, NOVA, from Shift Thunder Bay in the Business and Professional Achievement category. "I was jaw-dropped," Simoneaux said. "I'm very proud. It shows you that the hard work you put in does get paid off." Simoneaux said Kathy Germain, a now-retired HR manager, was a particular inspiration for her. "She believed in me and pushed me. She would always say, 'You've got this.' And obviously my father was a huge mentor." But Simoneaux credits everyone at the company, agreeing that Manrock's size and culture certainly contribute to the positive environment. "The whole group, they are all so supportive.